Countdown to sequester on WTOP. The president says the automatic cuts that start tomorrow will not hit all at once, but eventually President Obama says they will do some serious damage.
A lot of people may not notice the full impact of the sequester, but this is going to be a big hit on the economy.
Joining us live this morning, Stan Collender, an expert on the federal budget and congressional budget process and the author of The Guide to the Federal Budget. Stan, a lot of folks are optimistic that some budget deadlines in March will drive a larger bargain. I'm not so sure you're part of that optimistic group.
Well, no, I don't think there's a larger bargain in the offing for a couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 years. If by larger bargain you think tax reform and entitlement reform. But I do think that as the sequester gets increasingly implemented, as workers start to be furloughed and laid off, and as government services start to be curtailed because of it, the politics of this is going to change, and it could push some sort of bargain, small ball kind of bargain, at some point in March, probably towards the end of the month.
Stan, have they been hyperbolic in their claims about the kinds of things that will happen as a result of sequestration?
I don't think so. The only thing we really have as an example here was the 95 and 96 shutdowns, the Gingrich versus Clinton years. And I don't know if you guys remember, but you reported it very well back then, and I have vivid memories of it, that as government services started to be curtailed, as people couldn't get into national parks and as the monuments were closed, the curiosity changed into anger and then rage. And I think that's what's going to happen here. That is, as even if the national parks are closed one day a week, or as it takes longer to get tax returns processed, voters are going to get increasingly angry about this, and they're going to demand that Congress and the president do something to stop it.
Now, that was a fight over a continuing resolution. Isn't there another fight just like that coming up?
You bet. And that's, we talked about this a few weeks ago. The sequester on March 1 is just the beginning of a month long of really kind of distressing activities that will culminate in a potential government shutdown on the 28th. And I don't see any of this being dealt with until the very, very last minute. Now, remember, Congress is supposed to be out of session starting March 22nd. So either they're going to stay in session or it's going to come down to about the middle of March when it's all going to hit the fan.
You know, interesting. I was talking to somebody who said, if I don't get my bills paid at the end of the month, people are coming after me. But it's not the same with the government.
Well, you can go after the government. It's just by the time you get any resolution, the situation will probably be resolved.
Level of responsibility we all have, to get a budget, to live by the budget, as hard as it may be.
Well, you got to keep in mind that number one, the comparison with the family budget is a little different, and probably not quite that accurate. But more importantly, this is not a rational process. This is what I keep telling my clients all the time, which is stop thinking rationally about this. You guys got to cut it out. This is a political system, and that's what drives everything. And you've got a hyper partisan, bitterly divided country and Congress as a result. And so these decisions on spending cuts or tax increases are never going to be easy.
Boy, March sounds like it's going to be exciting, Stan.
Well, it's going to be good for those who report the news anyway.
Good talking to you.
Take care.
Stan Collender, a federal budget analyst.